Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 4, The Triple Soul Forces, pages 504 to 506. Man has felt near my unseen face and hands. I have become the sufferer and his moan. I have laid down with the mangled and the slain. I have lived with a prisoner in his dungeon cell. Heavy on my shoulders weighs the yoke of time, nothing refusing of creation's load. I have borne all, and know I still must bear, perhaps when the world sinks into a last sleep, I too may sleep in dumb eternal peace. I have borne the calm indifference of heaven, watched nature's cruelty to suffering things, while God passed silent by, nor turned to help. Yet have I cried not out against his will, yet have I not accused his cosmic law, only to change this hard world of pain. A patient prayer has risen from my breast, a pallid resignation lights my brow. Within me a blind faith and mercy dwell. I carry the fire that can never be quenched, and the compassion that supports the suns. I am the hope that looks towards my God who never came to me till now. His voice I hear that ever says, I come. I know that one day he shall come at last. She ceased, and like an echo from below, answering her pathos of divine complaint, a voice of wrath took up the dire refrain, a growl of thunder or roar of angry beast, the beast that crouching growls within man's depths, voice of a tortured titan, once a god. I am the man of sorrows. I am he who is nailed on the white cross of the universe. To enjoy my agony, God built the earth. My passion he has made his drama's theme. He has sent me naked into his bitter world, and beaten me with his rods of grief and pain, that I might cry and grovel at his feet, and offer him worship with my blood and tears. I am Prometheus under the vulture's beak, man the discoverer of the undying fire. In the flame he kindled, burning like a moth. I am the seeker who can never find. I am the fighter who can never win. I am the runner who never touched his goal. Hell tortures me with the edges of my thought. Heaven tortures me with the splendor of my dreams. What profit have I of my animal birth? What profit have I of my human soul? I toil like the animal die. I am man the rebel, man the helpless serf. Fate and my fellows cheat me of my wage. I loosen with my blood my servitude's seal, and shake from my aching neck the oppressor's knees, only to seat new tyrants on my back. My teachers lesson me in slavery. I am shown God's stamp and my own signature upon the sorry contract of my fate. I have loved, but none has loved me since my birth. My fruit of works is given to other hands. All that is left me is my evil thoughts. My sordid quarrel against God and man, envy of the riches that I cannot share, hate of a happiness that is not mine, I know my fate will ever be the same. It is my nature's work that cannot change. I have loved for mine, not for the beloved's sake. I have lived for myself and not for others' lives. Each in himself is soul by nature's law. So God has made his harsh and dreadful world, so he has built the petty heart of man.